The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Coming up at BPAC, there's a hell of a show that's coming to town, Monica.
Yeah, there is.
Mr. Tom Wolpat will be there, and he has joined us through the miracle of telephony, as I told you about.
The miracle of telephony.
And he's here now.
Awesome.
Mr. Wolpat, how are you, sir?
Sir, wonderful. How are you?
You know, just peachy. Just thrilled.
Peachy. I don't hear guys say that very often.
Hey, maybe you can help settle something. A question came up. You're not from around these parts here. There's a proclivity. I brought this up to Monica before about apple pie, hot apple pie, with a slice of cheese that's put onto it. Have you encountered that before?
Oh, that's pretty standard operating procedure in Wisconsin.
That's okay, Wisconsin. Down here people are all freaked out about that for some reason.
They get over it. Jeez.
Yeah.
Tried a couple of times.
Yeah, we put coleslaw on barbecue burgers here too, so you know.
Right.
That works. I have coleslaw on my barbecue.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you're about to be here in town, so hopefully you get a chance to sample some of the goods here in Memphis.
You know what? I got to get the Gus's. I'm a Gus's fried chicken guy. I used to carry his menu around with me in my car. Man, it was some of the best fried chicken I've ever had in my life.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It is.
It's popular and it's grown. They're putting franchises all over the place now. So,
Do they still have the old one out on the west side there right by the river?
Yes, they do. That's the downtown location.
Yeah.
There was a front street.
Where I'm heading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. I hear, too, that you're going to be here for the show. This is on the 19th, I believe. And you're going to be here a little bit early, too, because you're awesome cat to hang around with the fans and stuff. And you're bringing something special, from what I understand, over the
theater. We are bringing a General Lee in, as a matter of fact.
Look out.
The orange car, which is the most recognized car in the world.
It is.
We will be there from like 2 to 5 on the afternoon of the 19th.
Yeah.
And we'll take pictures with the car. We'll, you know, sign autographs. And if people have like some of the old Duke's memorabilia that they want signed, we do that too. It's a pretty good time.
That's a big time.
Very cool.
Well, in these parts, these kids love it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That show.
Yeah, well, I've been fortunate, man. The show's got legs. It's like we had no idea when we were making the show that, you know, 45 years later, we'd still be signing stuff.
I know. And, you know, and it's actually at a good point, too, because everything is streaming. You can get, you know, an episode of Dukes of Hazzard from any place you look.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who like buy the full set of DVDs and they'll sit and watch one after the other, you know.
That's something else too.
It's amazing. And it's also generational. So it's like people hand it down. It's like when I'm doing a signing thing, I'll have kids there that are 5 and 8 years old, you know. Obviously never seen the show originally or even in the reruns, but the parents and grandparents have turned them on to it, and it seems to be a little irresistible.
Well, it is. It's evergreen too. It doesn't really matter what time of history it's
there's
up.
No. I mean, even when we were making it, we weren't sure. Is this supposed to be contemporary?
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's cool. I know that's a great experience for you, but I wanted to ask you too. Now you were on Broadway before that show, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you just took time off to make this TV show, and then you went back to treading the boards, did you?
Well, the time off for the show was about 8 or 10 years that I spent in L.A. But L.A., I mean, I was having way too much fun in L.A. I would have killed myself probably. So I moved to Nashville and started making records there.
Yeah.
I had made records before, but I made 3 records while I lived in Nashville, and then I did an audition for Annie Get Your Gun with Bernadette Peters for the Broadway production, and it was serendipity. It was amazing. We got along so well, and we worked together for a couple of years. It was amazing. And I started, so I made a couple of records that are like standards.
Yeah.
And then since then, oh gosh, I guess, well, we started... In 2012, I made a record with Schneider. We made a Christmas record together.
You're right.
some standards and some new stuff. And then since then, I've kind of been doing, you know, whatever I do in the live show, which is kind of a mixture of standards and, you know, copying stuff by, like, say, Paul Simon or Joni Mitchell or James Taylor or Bruce Springsteen. I cop those guys, and then I also write some of my own stuff. So it's been pretty eclectic, the records, but I just did the last one that came out in 2022, and it's called Simple Man, and it's a nice record. I'm real proud of it.
Yeah,
I've been making my own records now for about 20 years.
That's awesome. That's a lot of work. You know, where I'm sitting right now, there's a tracking room behind me, and we have a whole recording studio here. So if you ever get an itch and want to make
let's make a record.
Come on down. We'll eat some Gus's chicken and we'll make a record.
I have like at least 3 or 4 tunes that we could cut immediately.
Really? Well, let's get busy, brother.
Oh yeah,
let's get busy.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I have a Bonnie Raitt tune that I've been working on.
Yeah.
And then I I have a song that I've been kind of writing that's tongue in cheek. It's called "I Talk to Dogs."
Love it.
Because in New York, people walk around with their dogs all the time.
Yeah.
So I talk to the dogs. I don't really talk to the people.
Like
anyway, it turns into a pretty good record.
You know, I was talking to a neighbor of mine. I have a dog. I have a greyhound that gets walked around my neighborhood all the time. And we were talking. So this friend of mine, and he said, you know, I don't know who this person is, but I know that his dog is named Daisy. You know, I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember the dog. Yeah, I get you. That's clever.
We have two dogs named Moose on my street in New York City. But actually right now I'm out in Jersey. I have a little log cabin out here in North Jersey, and it's beautiful. It's hard to describe. It's not unlike rural Tennessee, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm on a lake. Yep. And there's a mountain across the way that they can't build on because it's a state park. And no, life is good.
That's nice and secluded out there. You get to hide from the rest of the world. That's all right, man. It's crazy.
You know, and I watch the Brewers play tonight. I'm a Brewers fan.
Right on.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yep. Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Bucks, which I think they're going to do pretty good if we can get Tedekwumpo healthy again. But it's been a really, really super weird season for them.
Well, it's like in Memphis, the Grizzlies have been, you know, they're trying to beat the lottery or what. I don't know what they're doing. There for a while, they were in the top 10 at one point, and then they're at the bottom, and now they're coming back up, and now they're kind of done. So
they're in the playoffs, though, right?
Yeah, I think, like, barely. I don't know. Maybe they'll do something.
Are they in the play-in series?
Yes, I believe they are, yeah. So we'll see.
That's a good team, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is Carl Anthony Towns back?
I think he is. Yeah, I think so. So
I mean, that's a huge difference. Those guys, it's like Giannis, you know?
Yes.
I mean, the team can play without those guys, and they have a lot of talent without those guys. But with those guys,
they're even better. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's like a traffic light. It's either stop or go with some of these cats, and of course we've had our issues too, but you know, we'll get through it. It's fun to watch still nonetheless.
Have you got a minor league team there?
Yes,
in Memphis?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it's the Memphis Redbirds. They're part of the Cardinals family.
Yeah.
Are they playing on Thursday night?
I don't know. Monica's looking up their schedule right now.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
I'll have to check it out because I love minor league baseball. I enjoy it.
The stadium we have downtown is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Are they playing?
Most of them are. You know, like I've been to the one in Durham.
Yeah.
The whole Bull Durham thing.
Yeah.
And then, I've been to a bunch of Toledo Mud Hens.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of great minor league teams floating around.
We have a fabulous stadium down there. I think the Redbirds even threw some money into this thing, and it's a good developmental league for sure. We've had some real good success in the past, and they've won the minor league World Series a couple of times, and all of that.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Monica's got the schedule.
So, are you gonna come out to Bartlett?
I believe I will. I'm gonna talk to Michael Bollinger here in a little while, who made this call happy.
Yeah, you bet. You better get him. He should give you comps, and we'll hook you up with all the extraneous bullshit that I bring along.
Yeah. Well, you know what's bullshit if it isn't extraneous? That's the whole thing, man. But I'd like to see.
I've got my merchandise guy coming there, and we have a number of CDs, and I'm proud of them. There's a lot of different stuff, and then there's also a series of movies that I did for the Inspiration Network.
Yeah,
and then there's always the 8x10. There's stuff from Dukes. There's stuff from Django Unchained, where I had a really nice little part. And then there's photos from a series of movies I did for the Inspiration Network, where I play a kick-ass sheriff, man.
I forgot you were in Django. That's a fun film.
Yeah, I'm in Django. I'm one of the few that doesn't get shot.
You got a chance to work directly with Quentin, didn't you?
I did. I surely did. There's an interesting story about him, and I'll keep it brief.
Yeah, go ahead.
When he was a teenager, he studied with James Best, who played Roscoe.
Yes.
On the show.
Yes.
And he would come up to Burbank, and he'd study with Jim, and then Jim would let him sleep in the classroom, and he'd come across the street the next morning and go on the Duke set.
Oh, really?
So he was on our set when he was 18, 19 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and I mean, he's got a lot of affection for ex-TV stars, I know. I mean, he gives what's his name, the guy from Miami Vice, he gives him a lot of work.
Don Johnson? Yeah.
Don Johnson, exactly.
Yeah, because he was in...
Supposedly, yeah. I may be up for a little part in his next film here coming up soon, but...
I saw that he's going to start production.
No, it was really cool. It was a lot of fun working with him. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, it's called The Critic, if I'm not mistaken, and I think he's starting production in the end of the year, maybe, toward the last quarter of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I got some things first. I think Costner's doing something in Utah that I might end up doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you stay busy,
dude. Getting older, man. I just did a movie out in L.A., and I have no idea what's happening to that, but it's fun. I let my hair go gray, and I stopped drinking. I dropped about 25 pounds just from stop drinking beer.
Yeah.
And, life is good.
That's good. That's good. Are you bringing a band with you for the show?
I am bringing a piano player. I got a guy from Manhattan who's going to come, and we've worked together several times, but it'll be me and him. It's an intimate evening, but it's very musical. We do standards, we do a little country, we do the little blues, we do some rock and roll, we do some sing-along stuff. I do several of my own songs. It's a full evening.
It's a great venue. You're going to feel like you're in the lap of a lot of people that are watching this show. So you can
I enjoy that, man. There's nothing I like better than sitting in somebody's living room and playing for people. Actually,
well, that's cool. Maybe we can do it. The next time you're in Memphis, come down here, and we do live music down here all the time. We can do an evening with Tom right here in the room.
Hey, man. You know. From your mouth to God's ear. Let's go.
You got my number. You call me next time you're around, and we'll make something happen, man. We'll eat some chicken. We'll do some. And by the way, the Redbirds are not in town.
No, they're in Georgia until next week. They come back on the 23rd to play here at AutoZone Park. So unfortunately, they're out of town.
Sorry, man.
They're in Georgia, huh?
Yeah, they're in Lawrenceville, Georgia, right now at Cool Ray Field.
Who's that? I hear a female voice.
That's Monica.
Monica, I'll bet she's got babe potential too, I'm sure.
She does, yeah.
I try.
We've referred to her as Babraham Lincoln.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
She just got a Lincoln.
I'm just going to take a big step back here and let that lie. That's pretty funny.
Oh, this
I like that a lot.
Well, she just got a Lincoln, so I just Babraham Lincoln. Yeah. It just fits, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Take it and run with it, man. You can have that joke. Right. Yeah, go crazy with it.
Right. All right. No, I'll buy that. You bet. Okay.
Right on. Well, yeah, safe travels to you, my friend, and we hope to see you again down here this week, here in our room, and like I said, we'll eat chicken and just do what Memphis is.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, sure. I'd love to see everybody out there on the 19th, and just tell the fans, I mean, I'm extremely accessible, so I'm going to be around there pretty much all day.
2 o'clock, I think, as you said, that you're doing the photo thing with the car?
Yep. 2 to 5 is the meet and greet with the General Lee, and then the show is at 7:30, something like that.
From what Michael told me, it may be an actual show-used car, too. It's not just a replica, is it?
You know what? I don't know what this one is. They're all different.
There's a bunch of them out there.
You can't barely find a 69 Charger that's not painted orange.
Wow. Well, how many?
Hard to say, but I'm sure it'll be beautiful.
How many cars did y'all go through all during that production? Do you know offhand?
I know. I mean, anybody who really claims that they have an exact figure is blowing smoke. But I would expect somewhere between 150 and 250, probably.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense because you guys were hard on those cars.
7 years, man. Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all cornered the market.
That was fun.
Yeah, no, it was.
You can't imagine how much fun that was.
You're right. I couldn't. That had to have been just a blast of, you know, tear ass through the fields out there with a car like that. And you guys cornered the market on the 69 Charger.
Being 35 years old playing Cowboys and Indians, you know?
Wow. How is Mr. Schreiner doing? I know you talked to him. Yeah.
Back when that wasn't, you know, politically incorrect.
Right.
Well, you know, that discussion came up about the flag on the roof of the car, and it's kind of weird that it has its own, people understand that it has nothing to do with what that flag kind of stood for back in the day.
Yeah, and I mean, that's totally a revisionist view, you know. Right. Back in the day, nobody ever brought it up. It was never an issue. Not until like after 2010, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you ever get any flack about it?
Yeah. I don't really pay any attention. You know, right. I tell people, you know what? The car is innocent.
The car
didn't do anything.
It was just part of this paint scheme, is what it was.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we thought we were being cute. But there was never any real relation to, you know, Confederacy or any of that kind of ideology. That right. never really applied at all.
No, and really, if you look back, the show was so wholesome and it's in a way it fit. And it's just a simple, sweet show that there was just a lot of fun going on.
It sounds like me. Simple and sweet.
Yeah. Well, I'll take your word for it. Yeah. And the other actors that you guys that were also, you guys were like from varied fields of entertainment too. I mean, when Sorrel Book, wasn't he a Broadway actor as well at one point, or at least he did?
Yes, he was. He had a bunch of Broadway credits and also movie credits too. He was tremendously talented and extremely intelligent. He would sit there and do the New York Times crossword like he was writing a letter. He would just write it out.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. And a really good guy. Spoke 6 languages, including Chinese. Wow. So try that on.
Wow. That's impressive. Yeah. That is impressive.
I thought so.
I think so, too. April the 19th.
Denver Pyle. Denver Pyle was, you know, super successful at television and a really good friend to us. I mean, all three, Sorrel and Denver and James, were all extremely gracious to us youngins. And then you have, you know, Sonny and Ben Jones in the middle there. Yeah. And they're experienced. They had a lot of style themselves. It was one of those shows where everybody's role was clearly defined. It was not unlike, you know, the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Where it's family oriented. It's totally wholesome. The characters are super defined, but it's funny. And ours, you know, ours had a lot of action as well. But it was all kind of tongue in cheek in a way.
Yeah. I can see the innocence of it. I think it was really the charm of the whole thing. And plus, you know, the action and, you know. Catherine Bach was easy on the eye.
Well, ours was, you know, the first show of that genre, really.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, a vehicular action show. There wasn't really anything like it before we did what we did. And what I use as a case in point is think about car commercials.
Yeah.
Before our show, you never saw a car peel out. You never saw a car go sideways. You never saw a car in the air.
Yeah,
and now they can't do a commercial without showing that stuff.
Yeah. Did you see Johnny Knoxville's take on Dukes of Hazzard? That film that he made?
No, I did not. I just kind of decided that they would be like watching one of my ex-wives go out on a date. So I decided not to.
Yes.
I don't need to see that. And the things that I've heard about it and the little bits and pieces I've seen, the action stuff looks pretty good. You know, the car stuff looks pretty good. But I think they missed the boat when it comes to what the thrust of the people story was about. I mean, it's hard to say, but we were truly like Robin Hoods. We were just, you know.
Yeah.
We were on the side of good, and not necessarily against evil, but just people that were selfish. And if Boss and Roscoe got in trouble, we'd help them, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Part of our community.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, Monica, it was a lot of fun to do.
Monica and I have sat here and talked back and forth about the plight of the biz and the constant reboots and, you know, everybody's take on it. And you know,
I wish they'd just leave things alone, honestly.
Yeah, you would think.
They can't do our show again. It would be too expensive.
No way. No way.
And also to capture the innocence of what we did, because it truly was, I mean, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time.
45 years ago.
45 years ago. God.
Yeah, we were innocent. Yeah, it went off the air almost 40 years ago.
Oh, geez. Wow, now, thanks, man.
I know. I felt that.
There you go, buddy.
We're all feeling it, man. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, that was a long time ago, man. And now look at you. Look at where you're at. Yeah.
We still kick ass. Me and John could still do everything we did back then. I swear to God.
That's great. And yeah, John's playing too, isn't he? He's playing some music, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, he's my best friend. So we talk often. He's been playing some music. He lost a wife last year. That was rough on him. But he's rising above it. So.
All right.
Anyway.
And my friend.
We're going to have a big time the 19th. I hope you guys can come out.
Absolutely. The 19th at BPAC. You can get your tickets at BPAC.org. For Mr. Tom Wopat, get up there about around after 2, between 2 and 5, and get your picture taken with Tom, and the General Lee will be there as well, and that'll be a fun time.
Be there or be square.
Look out
now.
That's right.
Get you some chicken, all right? Get you some gutses, and we'll chat, my friend.
Give my regards to your gal there.
Well, you just did. She's sitting there.
So
she's
much.
Listening to you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Everybody that gets around her tries to be the gentleman. It's fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to leave well enough alone.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much, and I'll see that she comes out on the 19th.
Hey, next time we'll come in and cut a couple of things.
Yeah, awesome. We can do a thing here. Absolutely, I'm here for you, man. Whatever you need. All right. Thank you, Tom. Care, we'll see you. Bye bye.
You bet.
Bye bye.
There you go. How about that?
That was fun.
Mr. Tom Wopat.
Yeah, that was
Luke
a lot
Duke.
Of fun.
He will be here on the 19th.
Man, when I was watching that show as a kid, I never would have had that on my bingo card.
That you would have been sitting here on this day?
Yeah, to Luke.
Having a chance to talk with Luke and have him kind of weirdly hit on you?
The character I crushed on? Yeah. I mean.
I'm trying to be a gentleman. That was hilarious.
I love that.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Our thanks to Michael Bollinger over at BPAC for making that happen.
So cool.
That is way cool. Hopefully, he got a chance to hear that. That was funny.
That was awesome.
So, he's. You've heard the. You're going to hear the commercial again. That he, you know, he he's a performer, and that's what he does.
Yeah.
And this is your chance to go catch him live in action. You can meet him. He is a very personable guy, as you can tell. He's just a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah, I definitely want to go out on Friday after we wrap the show up.
And maybe run out there and go see a picture.
Yeah.
See him in the car.
Yes.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.